Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his government's religious discrimination bill won't allow students or school staff to be treated differently on the basis of their sexuality or gender. The controversial legislation was first raised in the wake of the 2017 same-sex marriage survey, and Mr. Morrison has this morning introduced a revised draft to the federal parliament. The coalition remains under pressure to also change the Sex Discrimination Act to better protect gay teachers and students with concerns about how religious schools could treat them. Prime Minister Morrison has told the parliament the bill will allow religious schools to hire religious staff and will give school communities certainty.
Nothing in this bill, I stress, Mr. Speaker, nothing in this bill allows for any form of discrimination against a student on the basis of their sexuality or gender identity. You won't find it, anything of that nature in this bill. Such discrimination has no place in our education system.
The bill will now go to a Senate inquiry. Victoria has recorded 1,254 new cases of COVID-19 and 5 further deaths. There are 10,276 active COVID cases in Victoria, with 310 in hospital. The state has now reached 90% of those aged 12 and above fully vaccinated. The Premier Daniel Andrews has thanked all those Victorians who have been and continue to get vaccinated against coronavirus.
I would also say that with about 94% of people at least first dosed, we are well on track to get to that, what has been described by some as that kind of magic 95% number. What that'll mean is that we are, without any doubt, one of the most vaccinated and therefore one of the safest places anywhere in the world.
South Australia has recorded another new case of COVID-19 after a traveller from Sydney entered the state. It's the second positive case in South Australia since border restrictions were lifted for fully vaccinated people on Tuesday. A Victorian girl tested positive on Tuesday in Adelaide after travelling from the border town of Nil to visit relatives. Health authorities haven't released any details of the new case, except for a number of exposure sites, including a Qantas flight that landed in Adelaide on Wednesday morning. Other locations of concern include the wider airport and the Foodland supermarket in Adelaide's south. There have been another 276 cases of coronavirus in New South Wales. No further deaths from the virus have been recorded in the state. It comes as a backpackers hostel in Byron Bay has been locked down after a COVID case was identified there. The Aquarius Backpackers has been locked down for 7 days with 84 close contacts at the hostel, just as thousands of Year 12 students head to the town for Schoolies Week. The New South Wales government has granted an exemption to unvaccinated Year 12 students to attend formals, dinners, and graduations. And a government cabinet subcommittee will meet today to discuss whether to ease mask rules or maintain them beyond the planned date of the 15th of December. French officials say 4 people have been arrested, suspected of involvement in a human trafficking operation that's left dozens drowned in the English Channel. At least 31 migrants, including a child, drowned when their inflatable rubber dinghy capsized in the freezing cold waters while trying to cross from France to England. It's the worst disaster on record in the Channel involving migrants and has inflamed debate over pressures of migration on Europe and the UK. The mayor of Calais in northern France, Natasha Bouchard, is blaming the UK's immigration policies.
This tragedy, which is one too many, is the result of successive failures with regard to this migration policy, failures of Boris Johnson, which leaves no choice to our region to have to put in place resources because he doesn't have the courage to take it to himself, to take responsibility and choose in his territory what kind of immigration he wants.
Household electricity bills are expected to fall over the next 2 years thanks to more renewable energy coming online. The Australian Energy Market Commission is forecasting that households can expect to pay about $77 less for electricity in 2024 than they do today. This will be the lowest price for electricity since 2017. The biggest price drop is predicted to be in southeast Queensland, while the ACT is the only place prices are likely to rise. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. This is SBS News in Easy English.